It's a wonderful tradition that you all are instrumental in preserving here, Town and Gown. I gather providing the wherewithal and the community providing the musicians.
Right. Mark, you want to jump in there and say anything first? Or?
Yes, that's right, Kate.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you, Mark.
We've got Mark shut off on the side over here.
This concert begins the third season of the Town and Gown Community Band, and it's become probably the signature branding event for Town and Gown in our community, and I'm very proud that we were able to put this together. Of course, it wouldn't be possible without Todd Hill, and now close to 100 musicians in the area.
There will be 85 musicians on the concert tomorrow night. And, you know, so we've got a pool of folks that play. Of course, it's in the summertime. People are on vacation and, you know, other school things that they have to do and all that. So we've got this rotating pool of about 120 people who are actively involved in it. So we'll look for another 85. There may be, you know, 20 people different for the next concert in July. But that's all right because we work it in, you know, we say, hey, it's okay. If you're going to be gone on this concert, don't worry. Play the next one. You know, so everybody's there and everybody's having a good time. Just, you know, the social element is a strong part of this as well. And, you know, that's been great to see that. And that, again, is what the Town and Gown's purpose is. So it's just a great example of how the Town and Gown actually does bridge the city and the university.
Mark, are you playing an instrument in this?
No.
Last year,
I'll tell you why. Last year, I pulled out my alto sax and bought some new reeds and had the horn worked on, and I sat in on one rehearsal next to a bunch of stinking teenagers, and they kicked my butt, and I said, I'm not doing it anymore. And I blame it on I have administrative duties to perform. So.
Right. Hey, I keep Mark plenty busy with the administrative end of this, and it really would not be the joy that it is to do were it not for the fact that Town and Gown covers so much of the administrative stuff with the band. I mean, sure, I've got, you know, personnel things and all that to deal with, but having that extra hand, it really makes a big difference.
Now, let's square it off with our listeners that although this was advertised as being on the lawn might be a little mushy, so it's going to be in Lovett Auditorium, historic Lovett Auditorium.
Historic and beautiful Lovett
tomorrow
Auditorium.
Tomorrow night.
That's correct.
Right.
Which is actually great. I mean, it'll be temperature controlled, et cetera.
And acoustically, it will be better. I mean, there's, you know,
sure,
no doubt. But when you're dealing with the rainfall that we've had for the last several days and just knowing what the chances are today and tomorrow, it's just not conducive to do it outside.
I know. We've experienced the same thing. Now, what we heard, the Ringmaster, the piece, the Ringmaster, sort of characterizes the spirit of the program.
Yes, it does. We try to do things along the lines, and I always go back, and I do this with a lot of groups anyway, when I'm doing a concert group, I really try to go back to the old Sousa model. You know, you do a lot of marches, you do a lot of things that people are going to enjoy hearing, popular tunes of the day. In our case, we'll use a Broadway medley, you know, a hymn arrangement, a beautiful new arrangement of Amazing Grace, just absolutely breathtaking, by Jay Dawson, Nashville composer. And also, we'll do some really traditional things like the First Suite in E-flat by Gustav Holst, which was one of the landmark band compositions, came out in 1909. One of the very few compositions that you will ever encounter that the band work existed before the orchestral version. He wrote the suite again for orchestra later because of the popularity of the band piece. Hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's part of the learning process of this concert. Let me ask you this. Will you be doing the recognition of the veterans?
Not on this concert. That will
okay.
be on the Freedom Fest concert.
Okay.
And we'll do the service medley and recognize everybody then. And we tend to aim that concert as more patriotic mm-hmm. material.
Okay, so the concert tomorrow night will be followed by, what's the day? Is it July 5th?
July 5th is the Freedom Fest concert. That will be in Lovett. We have just made that decision. It is so hot at that time of year, and the people have been coming.
I don't know. This time, this year,
concert.
It might be cold, you know?
Right. So,
well, it has heat, too, so
yeah,
we'll be all right.
Yeah, right. You know, it has been a heck of a year for us as far as weather, because we lost our Christmas concert due to the ice storm.
Yeah.
And
I've got to ask you about one little tease you put out about a special guest soloist for the tune The Roosters Lay Eggs in Kansas.
Yes, that's a very heavy piece of music, let me tell you. That one, you know, the composer struggled for years. He was on his deathbed. And No. That was that little tune by Mayhew Lake. It's really cute. It's it was Sousa's favorite encore. And he used
that
right?
That was his
sign off.
What a silly goose he was, huh?
Oh, he like he said, well, if they set through the Wagner nicely, we'll play them a march. You know? And he would usually send one of his assistant conductors up because he absolutely detested the ragtime pieces. And this is, yes, Sousa did. He played a lot of it, but he detested it. So he would send up Arthur Pryor, his first chair trombone player, to conduct the ragtime piece.
Wow.
He'd go set it out. But Sousa, this little piece by Mayhew, it's just a little piece of musical nonsense, but it's a lot of fun. And we do have a guest artist on that. And I think, Mark, is it safe, you think, to tell people who it is now?
I think it's relatively safe. I'd go ahead. We'll take.
We're going to take heat for it, I'm sure. But we're bringing in from the Ledger and Times Kenny Darnell, and he has a duck call that he'll use on this tune. In a soloistic role.
I'm suppressing myself here, you know. I want a duck call so bad at this moment.
It's quite a
musical. Don't you, Mark? Should we do some preliminary?
It's quite a heavy musical moment. Yeah. I don't know why you guys are laughing.
Now, let's go back to the composition. You were talking about the number of people, but it's and then Mark alluded to those stinking teenagers.
The composition of the band?
Yeah.
Well, here's what's really been neat, and we have tracked this now. I'm a data person, you know, so I like looking at numbers, believe it or not. That's sick, but stats guy. So I was looking at the numbers that we're bringing in. The band tends to be about a third regional adults, about a third college students who are in town for the summer, and for them it's a way to keep their chops in shape before they have to come back and do all their testing and auditioning for the Department of Music in the fall. And about a third are high school students, 15 years or older, that have made an all-district or an all-state band. And we've got a lot of really great high school programs in the area that our kids are involved with, and they bring those in. So it really serves as a recruiting effort for the university in that light. But it's about a third, a third, and a third. We have people from as far as Jackson, Tennessee that drive up. We have people from a lot of folks right here in Murray, you know, and even got some music faculty members involved, and they're having a ball.
Excellent. Can we hear another tune from last year?
Oh, sure. Let's see, Mark, what shall we hear? How much time we got there? You want to know?
Pick out a little one.
How about one of the...
Oh, let's take a movement from the English Folk Song Suite. Let's go with, let's see, that'll be number four, Austin. This is from the English Folk Song Suite by Rafe Vaughan Williams. His composition based on a lot of English folk songs, and this one's based on the tune 17 Come Sunday. Thank you. from the 2013 June concert of the Town and Gown Community Band. That was Rafe Vaughan Williams' Folk Song Suite, Movement 1, 17 come Sunday.
It should be an enticement for you to bring your kids and your family to Lovett Auditorium tomorrow night at
7 o'clock.
To hear a whole concert of this kind of music, you'll enjoy it. Our guests today are Mark Welch, who's interim executive director of the Office of Development and the Town and Gown Maestro, and
I like that, the maestro.
The maestro.
That's good. Yeah,
and Dr. Todd Hill, who
the real
is
maestro,
director of jazz studies at MSU. Good for you guys for keeping this tradition going for everybody. We got to mention that good old Pete Lancaster will be the mouth at the mic
That's
tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, and he doesn't like that at all. Are you kidding? He basks in every second of it. It's wonderful. And also, we even go to the point of having our little sign girl, and that person is Marley Mehta, the daughter of Jay and Erica Johnson Mehta. And the granddaughter of Dennis and Randy Johnson.
Excellent.
You know, so it adds that flavor, that aura of the era.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for the music.
Thanks for having us up.